The Ford Dealers of America present the Fred Allen Show. The Fred Allen Show with Fred's guest, a friend of Nature Boys named Jack Benny, Fulton Hoffa, Minerva Pius, Peter Donald, Parker Fenley, the DeMarco sisters, and Al Goodman and his orchestra. And this is Kenny Delmar speaking for your friendly Ford dealer. If you haven't yet seen the car of the year, the one and only new car in its field, by all means, ask your Ford dealer to show you the 49 Ford Tomorrow.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry that I haven't been here the last few weeks to introduce our star, but tonight I'm back, and here I am again, Portland Hoffa.
Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. In Portland, where have you been the last 6 weeks?
Well, I had to stay home with Mama.
Oh, really? Why?
Mama lost a fortune.
How?
Every Sunday, Mama sat home and they didn't call her.
Who didn't call her?
Stop the music.
Oh, how, You can do better. You're just feeling them out. I How come you're, How come you're out tonight?
Well, Mama got a sitter.
Oh, a babysitter?
No, they have sitters for Stop the Music.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. If you want to go out, the sitter answers the phone and sits with the $18,000 until you get home.
They're the Lever brothers again. Thank you, boy. Say, if you, Say, that's some profession, a quiz sitter.
Oh, everybody's listening to Stop the Music.
Oh, I know that. According to the latest Hooper survey, the only one who listens to our program is Edgar Bergen. And even he's gone away, so tonight we're just...
Radio programs today are giving everything away.
I know. Radio is the Marshall Plan with music. The slogan of the quiz program is, if you can't entertain people, give them something. Just don't waste their time. Have them hanging around if nothing happens.
You should change the name of this program to Stop the Comedy and give away new Fords.
I should change it to Stop the Comedy. See, that's not a bad idea. Well, Portland, this is our last program for the summer.
Is this the last time you'll mention Jack Eigen?
Yes, it looks that way. If there's anything, there's Mr. Eigen. Thank you, Mr. Eigen. In case we call on him for a personal appearance later, you know. If there's anything you'd like to say since this is our last program, you know, before we finish.
Well, I have some things that you cut out during the winter.
Oh, really? What things?
I had a song.
What was the title of the song?
When they find out about phenobarbital in Tennessee, it'll be sleepy time down south.
I can't imagine why I cut that out.
And I had some jokes.
Really? What jokes?
One was about the man who ate nothing but radishes for 20 years.
Ate radishes for 20 years?
In his old age, he went down to Long Island and lived on the Sound.
Tell me, what are you laughing at?
Well, to me, that's very funny.
Really? Well, if you ever came up before a juvenile jury for telling that joke, you would get 30 days in the playpen. Say, it's getting late, Portland. I think I'd better start for Allen's Alley.
What is your question tonight?
Well, this is our last program. I'm just going down to the alley and say goodbye to our friends and to ask them where they plan to spend their vacations this summer.
Shall we go?
As the chorus girl said when the bee lit on her shin, I think I'll shake a leg. What a night in Allen's Alley, Portland. The front of Senator Claghorn's fence is gone. He must have given somebody the gate. Oh, well, let's see if the senator's in.
Somebody, I see somebody whap my watch this. Oh, it's you, son.
Yes, Senator.
Now let's go, son. I'm busier than an Arthur Murray hostess trying to teach a pupil with St. Vitus dance.
You're busy?
Yeah, I've been over to Philadelphia attending that Republican convention.
Oh.
I ain't seen so much hot air since the night I opened the wrong door in that Turkish bath.
What about the Republican candidate, Senator?
Well, Dewey ain't never going to get little old Harry out of the White House.
Who says so?
Petrillo says so.
Petrillo?
Nobody can take no piano player off of no job unless Petrillo says so.
I imagine you saw some amusing sidelights at the convention, Senator.
Yeah, I enjoyed one incident.
What was it, Senator?
Well, one day my hat blew into a saloon. I stepped in to get it. A man was sitting at the bar asleep.
Yeah?
As I picked up my hat, the man woke up. He looked up at the television. Herbert Hoover was making a speech.
Yeah?
A man blinked his eyes and said, "If Hoover is president, what am I doing with $3 in my pocket?"
This is our last visit together. What are you going to do this summer?
I'm going to the beach, son.
I see.
I'm going to put on my bathing suit.
Yes?
I'm going to sprawl out on that hot sand.
Yeah?
And then I'm going to do what all our senators do all the rest of the year in the Senate.
What?
Just keep lying. So long,
so
son.
Long.
So long, Eddie.
Well, when the senator gets sprawled out, there'll be something new under the sun. Oh, well, let's wake up Mr. Moody.
Howdy, Bob.
Well, Mr. Moody, are you going away for a vacation?
Oh, I can't. I'm renting my barn for summer theater.
Oh.
Last summer, I cleaned up. Made
$180. $180? Well, what happened?
Well, sir, one day I was out in the yard.
Yeah?
I was buttering the trees so those caterpillars couldn't crawl up them.
Yeah?
And a fella comes up.
Yeah?
He's carrying a bamboo cane, and in his tie, he's got a diamond.
A diamond, eh?
Yeah. It's as big as a Luton cough drop, and it's about the same yellow color.
Yeah?
I smelt donuts on this fella's breath, so I knowed he was an actor.
Yeah?
He says, "Rube, I'm here to rent your barn for Orson Buskin and his touring Shakespearean players."
Uh-huh.
"It's a deal," I says.
Oh, he was the advance man.
He didn't say.
Oh, he didn't say.
The next day, Orson Buskin, his leading lady, Anna Cesario...
Yeah?
...and the Shakespearean players arrived in town. They swung off a freight train.
The actors, eh?
Yeah. They looked like a mob that had just broke a hunger strike.
I see.
Well, sir, that night the show opened. It's Hamlet.
Hamlet.
All the Shakespearean actors is wearing long black underwear.
Tights?
Loose on most of them.
Oh.
The leading ladies was baggy.
Oh.
In the back.
Oh.
Orson Buskin is strutting around the stage holding a skull and saying, "Alas, poor Boric, I knew him well."
Well, how was the show?
Rotten. The audience throwed 200 eggs at the actors.
Well, if the show was so bad the audience threw eggs, how did you make $180?
I was in the lobby selling the eggs at 90 cents a dozen. So long.
With 200 eggs, Mr. Moody could lay on with McDuff. Oh, well, let's try this next door.
Jesse?
Mrs. Nussbaum. Oh, you're wearing a corsage. What are those flowers?
Lilies of the alley.
I see.
In the center, there's a nasty urchin.
Oh, the nasty urchin looks pretty.
My little niece is graduating Mrs. Buxbaum's finishing academy.
Oh, and you're dressed up? You went to the graduation?
My niece is valedictorio.
Oh, swell.
She's reciting a poem.
What was her class poem?
She's calling it Ever Onwards.
Ever Onwards. How does it go?
Fare thee well, Mrs. Buxbaum's finishing academy. You learned us all that we are knowing.
Yeah.
Never backwards, sideways, up or downwards. But ever onwards we are going.
Say that. Well, tell me, Mrs. Nussbaum, where are you going on your vacation this year?
No place.
No?
Last year we are stopping by Kramer's Castle in the Catskills.
And you're not going back?
Pierre is gaining 90 pounds.
90 pounds? How come?
by Kramer's men at this time to eating. They're blowing a bugle.
A bugle, huh?
The first day the bugle is blowing, we are eating breakfast.
Uh-huh.
Barely, we are sitting on the veranda.
Yeah.
Again is blowing the bugle.
Yeah.
They're going back, also eating again breakfast.
Uh-huh.
They're coming out, again is blowing the bugle.
You ate again?
All day long is blowing the bugle.
And you and Pierre?
Three breakfasts, two lunches with four dinners we are eating.
And this kept up?
Every day. So soon we are finished eating. Toots is blowing the bugle. Again, we are having to eat.
Well, isn't that unusual, Kramer's Castle serving so many meals a day?
Ultimately, they are discovering.
Discovering what?
Who is blowing the bugle is not Kramer.
Well, who? Who then?
In back of Kramer's Castle in the Catskills.
Yes?
Is living a Boy Scout, thank you.
Now, for the last time, let's call on Mr. Cassidy. Mr. Cassidy, you were... Mr. Cassidy, you have a black eye.
I have that. I look as though my eyeball is passing through a total eclipse.
Tell me, who gave you the peeper?
Sure, nobody gave it to me. I had to fight half an hour to get it.
What happened?
Well, yesterday, you see, I was invited to a wedding.
Yeah?
Knocko Nolan's homely daughter married Mullet Muldoon's half-witted nephew.
Oh, this is... This was some affair.
At the wedding breakfast, I was suddenly taken frosty.
Yeah?
So says I to Knocko, I'll take a little punch.
Uh-huh.
With that, Knocko rolls up his sleeve and gives it to me.
Well, Mr. Cassidy, are you and your eye going away for your summer vacation?
Now, why should I go away? What have they got any place else that we haven't got here in New York?
Well, they have water.
Sure, we got sewers backing up on every street in the city.
Well, they have scenery.
Me front window overlooks a brewery. You can't find scenery any finer than that.
Well, that's true.
When the sun slowly sinks behind the big pile of steaming malt in the brewery yard, 'tis a picture Fitzpatrick will never show you in a travelogue.
But how can you escape the intense heat here in New York?
Well, now, I do what Rinty Monahan does.
What?
But when the heat gets so bad, Rinty can't stand it.
Yes?
Rinty starts insulting Grogan the cop.
Insulting him how?
Well, Rinty yells at Grogan, "Ah, your grandfather is gargantuan."
Yes?
Then he yells, "Your aunt sleeps with her eyes open."
Yeah?
And for the clincher, he yells, "Ah, your mother wears army shoes." Well, wait this. Grogan the cop gets mad.
Naturally. But how does Rinty escape the heat?
Grogan calls the wagon.
Yes?
And rushes Rinty off to the municipal deep freeze.
The municipal deep freeze?
The cooler. The wagon. Wow.
And now for their farewell joint appearance, the five DeMarco sisters and Maestro Al Goodman blend their talents to bring us Fellow with an Umbrella.
Umbrella.
I could be the girl who saved her love for a rainy day. I told the fella with the umbrella, I said, I could be the girl who saved her love for a rainy day.
Ladies and gentlemen. gentlemen.
Say, Fred.
Yes, Kenny?
There's a policeman outside to see you.
A policeman to see me? Well, why should a policeman...
Shh, here he comes, Fred.
You Fred Allen?
Well, yes, officer.
You work for the Ford dealers, don't you?
Yes, officer.
Allen, you got to stop talking about the new Ford car. You're violating the law.
It's against the law to talk about the new Ford?
You're causing crowds to congregate.
Crowds? What crowds?
All day there's crowds in front of that Ford dealer's window on Broadway.
Oh, don't worry about crowds blocking traffic in front of a Ford dealer's showroom, officer. It's happening all over the country.
Well, never mind all over the country. You got to get rid of them crowds on Broadway.
Yeah, but, officer, that dealer is displaying the new 49 Ford. There never was a car like this before. It's new and revolutionary in its field. The new Ford is a big, roomy car, safer and more economical to operate. And it hits a new high in smooth, comfortable ride.
Don't give me no commercials.
Yeah, but, officer, the new Ford... What? The new Ford is the talk of the automobile trade. It has the look of the year. In fact, it's the car of the year. You can't blame everyone for wanting to see it.
I'm not blaming nobody. Just get rid of them crowds.
Why, officer?
I want to have a look at that new Ford myself.
Say, Portland.
Yes?
We've got to get busy. This is our last program of the season at NBC, you know.
I know. And as soon as we finish, I'll sweep out the studio.
Yes, and give the broom back to the vice president in charge of brooms on the next floor. And you know what else you have to do?
Yes, I have to wipe off the acoustics.
Yes, have the acoustics good and dry when we leave.
Pick up any racing forms the musicians leave behind.
And any parlays, turn them right over to me.
And when the program is over, if anybody in the audience is sleeping...
Yes?
I'm to wake them up and tell them to go home until October.
Right. Well, I guess that's everything, Portland. I'll say goodbye to you now. Have a nice vacation. I'll see you in the fall.
Oh, are you going now?
Yes, I have to. Jack Benny's sailing for England. I promised to see Jack off. I bought him this travel book. Look, Fielding's New Travel Guide to Europe. Say, it's late, Portland. I better start for Jack's hotel. So long, Portland. Ah, this must be the Benny suite. There's a do bill sticking out under the door. I wonder if old Tacit Pockets is in.
Oh, hello, friend.
Jack Benny. Well, Jack.
Come on in, Fred. I'm packing.
Oh, packing. Go right ahead.
Sit down. Like something to drink?
No, thanks.
Coke, 7-Up, Crown Cola?
No.
I'm closing them out. They're only 4 cents a bottle.
$0.04
with two straws.
Two straws.
Yeah, if you buy a bottle, I'll join you, and I hope you do. I'm thirsty.
No, Jack. I just came over to say goodbye. Well, I thought you'd be all packed.
No, and I've been riding around in the subway all day.
Why?
It was my last chance.
Last chance in the subway?
Next Thursday, the fare goes up to 10 cents. I'm riding while the price is right, brother.
But, Jack...
10 cents for a subway ride.
Well, I didn't do it.
If Ralph Edwards hadn't made me the walking man, this would have done it.
I better finish packing, you know? Well, look, as you're packing, you can't pack this bathing suit, Jack. Look, it's still wet.
I know.
And what about this little package here?
Oh, that's a carton of Lucky Strikes. I bought them in New Jersey, you know.
Oh? Well, why go all the way to Jersey to buy a carton of cigarettes?
Oh, it's a nice trip. Besides, I saved 24 cents tax there.
Well, how could you save 24 cents? It cost 20 cents to get to Jersey and back on the ferry.
Well, I didn't go on the ferry.
Well, how did you get across the Hudson River?
Give me that bathing suit. I'll wring it out.
Jack... Be careful. One sleeve and the skirt are still dripping.
Well, that's the trouble with these Annette Kellerman models. I told Annette the day she gave it to me.
Yeah.
Annette, I said, if you can keep it from dripping, you can make a fortune.
Say, I just remember, Jack, I brought you this book. Here, Fielding's New Travel Guide to Europe.
Thanks, Fred, but I've got my trip all planned.
Oh, where are you going to stay in England?
Well, Ronnie and Benita Coleman recommended a place they said I'd like.
Yeah?
His Majesty's Trailer Camp.
Oh, yeah.
It's run by Sir Herbie Harrison.
Sir Herbie?
He's the Howard Johnson of England.
Well, you're all set. Where else are you going?
Well, I may fly over to France for a week or two of parley-vooing.
Yeah? Have you got a place to stay in France?
Yeah, you see, Charles Boyer gave me an address.
Oh, a French trailer camp?
No, it's Hildegard's aunt.
Oh.
She rents rooms in the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, Hildegard. In the Eiffel Tower. Well, how are you going to get around? Do you speak French?
Oh, I'm learning. I'm learning, Fred. Oui.
Oui?
That means us in French.
Say, no kidding.
Yeah, listen to this, Fred. Qui a caché le rossignol sous ma petite?
Oh, boy, do you rattle it off. That's all French. Now, what does that mean in English?
Who is hiding the nightingale under my strudel?
Well, won't that be a difficult sentence to work into a conversation?
No. You see, I'm carrying a nightingale with me.
Oh,
strudel I can get any place.
Well, look, Jack, it's time to go.
With my luck, that's the bellboy. Come in.
Are you ready to check out, Mr. Benny?
Yes, boy, you can take my bag.
Well, how about the tip, Mr. Benny?
The tip? You haven't carried my bags down yet.
I mean for carrying them up 4 days ago.
Oh, yeah. I'll settle the whole thing in the lobby. May have to break an annuity. Prudential be surprised.
Well, come on, Jack.
Boy, don't squeeze that paper bag. It's my nightingale.
Come on. Well, the lobby's empty. Jack, let's go over to the desk. You can check out.
Okay, say, clerk.
Oh, yes, Mr. Benny. Here's your bill.
Thank you, clerk. I'll just check these items over
here. Oh, come on, Jack. It's getting late.
I'll just be a minute, Fred. Let's see. I got my magnifying glass here. Let's see. Clerk, what is my total bill?
$43.80.
Mr. Benny has fainted.
Yeah, he fainted the last time he was here.
He's got to make that boat, clerk. Bellboy, carry these bags and Mr. Benny out to the cab.
Boy, put Mr. Benny down until his bill is paid.
But, clerk, Mr. Benny's unconscious.
Then go through Mr. Benny's pockets and get the money.
Well, all right. Oh, shoot.
What's wrong?
His pockets are locked.
Boy, put Mr. Benny in the safe until he comes to.
But he'll miss the boat, clerk. I'll pay the bill.
It's $43.80.
Well, here you are.
Thanks.
Boy, you carry Mr. Benny's bags. I'll carry Mr. Benny and his nightingale. Well, Jack, here's your boat.
Yes, sir. The Queen Beulah.
Heard of the Queen Mary and the Queen Elizabeth.
Well, this is a sister ship.
The Queen Beulah?
Yeah, she's really a stepsister.
Oh, a step. Say, this man coming with the wet anchor, he must be the captain.
Ahoy, mates. Welcome to the Queen Beulah. Shiver me timbers, I'm glad to have you aboard.
Well, I'm not sailing, Captain. I'm seeing Mr. Benny off.
Very well, I'll check your passport, Mr. Benny.
Here you are. Something wrong?
Well, this picture.
Well, Captain, you know, passport pictures.
But this is a shrunken-up old bloke with no hair and no teeth.
But...
I can't accept this passport, Mr. Benny. This picture ain't you.
But, Captain...
Jack, you want to get to England, don't you?
Yes.
You better take off your toupee.
All right, there you are, Captain.
Well, that takes care of the scalp.
Jackie...
Yes?
You better take out your teeth.
Okay. How's that, Captain?
Well, now you resemble the picture, Mr. Benny. You're a shrunken-up old bloke.
All the embarrassing things. I bet Lana Turner didn't go through all of this.
Jack, quit complaining. It's your own fault. Where was the picture taken?
Warner Brothers. They do it to me every time.
All right now, Mr. Benny, if you'll give me your ticket, I'll show you to your cabin.
My ticket?
Yes. Maybe you put it in your stocking with your money.
No, I'm wearing liquid stockings.
Oh, it can't be.
Well, don't bother looking, sir. I'll just check the list. Now, you're traveling first class, Mr. Benny.
First class?
Yes.
Well, not exactly.
Oh, if you're going second class, that's three flights down.
Okay, Fred, take my luggage.
Right, please. Jack, I've got everything. It's down these stairs. Say, Jack, this package under my left arm, it seems to be getting bigger.
It's probably unfolding. It's a deck chair.
You brought your own deck chair?
You know, they rent them here, you know.
Say, who is this woman coming up the stairs? She's blowing up water wings there.
Can I help you, gentlemen? I'm the matron, second class.
Oh, will you show Mr. Benny to his cabin?
May I see your ticket, Mr. Benny, please?
My ticket?
Don't bother. I'll check your name. You're sailing second class?
Well, not exactly second class.
Oh, third class, that's three flights down.
Thank you. It's down here, Fred. Just follow me.
Jack, I don't get it. A guy with your money can certainly afford to travel first or second class.
Fred, I may be a lot of things, but there's one thing I'll never be.
What's that?
A snob.
A snob? A snob?
When I travel, I like to be with people.
Well, if you go any lower, you'll be with fish.
Well, I think we're in third class now. Gosh, I'm going to look funny in my beret. Everybody down here is wearing babushkas.
All right, gents, welcome to third class.
Who are you?
The steward in charge.
Oh, will you show Mr. Benny to his cabin?
Cabin? You mean hammock, don't you, bud?
Well, all right, to his hammock.
That's better. What's your number, Buster?
Number?
Yeah, didn't you get a number with your ticket?
My ticket?
You're third class, ain't you?
Well...
Jack, you... You must be third class.
I'll check. Steward.
Yeah?
Is the coast clear?
Yeah.
Sam sent me.
Oh, Sam sent you. Oh, that's two flights down.
Two more flights?
Yeah, go through the decompression chamber and turn left.
Come on, Fred. Yeah.
What is this? Who is Sam?
A sailor I met at Roseland. He said if I ever went on the Queen Beulah to mention his name. Here we are, Fred. Put the bags down.
Gosh, it's dark in here, Jack.
It sure is.
Hey, Jack, something is licking my face.
No kidding?
It's a cow. Why, the place is crawling with cows.
Good, I'll have fresh milk all the way over.
Jack Benny, the star of the Lucky Strike program. You think you are on the contented hour.
Fred, not so loud.
How can you travel down in the bottom of this boat? No room, no bed.
Shh, Fred, quiet.
Well, you can't stay in here with all of these cows. They can't do this to you, Jack Benny. I'll get the captain.
Fred, will you shut up?
Shut up. You're going to England, aren't you?
Yes.
You've got your ticket, haven't you?
Well.
You haven't got a ticket. I knew you were cheap, but going to Europe as a stowaway.
Look, Alan, give me my nightingale and go already.
Benny, you can't get away with this. The captain will find you down here with all these cows, and then what are you going to say?
Moo.
Thank Jack Benny for dropping in. After tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we won't be here to remind you that your Ford dealer extends you a standing invitation to stop in and let him show you the new Ford. He'll be glad to have you get inside a new Ford and handle the controls. And he will also explain the new engineering features to you. Everyone's saying the new Ford is the car of the year. You'll say the same thing after you visit your Ford dealer. Thank you, and good night until October 3rd. Thank you.
Good night.